Lyft gets out of Uber's shadow, at least for today. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for Molly Wood. The ride-hailing platform Lyft goes public today, ahead of Uber, which is expected to list in the coming weeks. Drivers from both companies went on strike in Southern California earlier this week to protest changes in how their pay is calculated, which they say amounts to a pay cut. Now, these drivers are contractors. They're not employees. That's a key part of Lyft's business model. But its reliance on drivers is also a risk factor, Lyft mentioned in its paperwork to go public. Others include new regulations or the possibility it will never be profitable. For every dollar of revenue the company brings in, it actually winds up 40 cents in the red. Still, Lyft has been able to pick up more riders in the last couple of years, thanks in part to big public stumbles by Uber, which prompted some users to look for alternatives. I asked Fez Siddiqui, a tech reporter covering transit for The Washington Post, where Lyft goes from here.
Lyft is sort of billing itself as the nice guy of the ride-hailing apps. Even on the heels of some of that backlash against Uber, Lyft undertook these social campaigns, charitable giving, you know, where you could take a ride and donate a certain portion of that fare to a charity. So I think Lyft continues to try to capitalize on that image. Whether that works out for them in the end remains to be seen, but certainly they're going to keep pushing that message.
Right. We saw this week some drivers protesting pay cuts. And there is sort of baked into this model, into Lyft's business model, a kind of tension between the worker contractor, the drivers, and the company.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lyft's ultimate, their end goal here is, you know, going driverless. And once they do that, you know, you can give rides sort of on the cheap. I've heard in the range of 20 cents a mile. So it seems like the company's can achieve profitability at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned the goal of going driverless. So we know what Lyft does today. We know that it's, you know, an app that links passengers and drivers for on-demand rides. But what Lyft could become, whether it's driverless or perhaps, you know, a more regulated company, we don't really know, right? So what are investors buying in this IPO?
They're sort of buying hope. You know, the consistent line that I've gotten from investors is somewhere between, you know, why would you ever invest to do invest? It's potentially really lucrative, but don't put all your eggs in one basket.
What's Lyft going to use the money for?
That's the question. You know, with a company like Tesla, you go public, you have the money to do something like build a, you know, consumer passenger vehicle like the Model 3. With an Uber and Lyft, the question is, does this mean like the era of investor subsidized fares, you know, that are maybe super cheap? Are those fares over? My sense is no, but it could be sort of the beginning of that transition.
Yeah. And when you look at the risks facing the company or the potential headwinds, how big a factor do you think labor is in terms of drivers organizing or potentially, you know, a court ruling that drivers are employees, not contractors?
Yeah, those things are huge. You know, that's sort of the core of their like overhead costs. You know, they don't really have you know, fleets of cars that they operate, with some exceptions. So drivers are the key question here. And if anything happens to change the status of drivers from contractors to employees, if there's a court ruling that mandates, you know, better treatment of drivers, more investment in drivers, a living wage, those would be potentially massive for a company that relies on this type of model.
Fez Siddiqui with The Washington Post. Siddiqui said he doesn't expect immediate changes, but Lyft will face more pressure to be profitable and steady as a public company. Big, bold investments like the bike share company it bought last summer might no longer fly. And now for some related links. I mentioned Lyft's own assessment of the risks it faces. There are about a dozen and a half of them, rather candid, in the company's registration statement. We have a link to that on our website. TechSite, the information, put together a paywalled list of people who are going to make a lot of money today. A $30,000 investment in 2007 is now worth $100 million. Not bad. But what does that kind of wealth do to a city when it's not just Lyft and Uber employees, but also Slack, Postmates, Pinterest, and Airbnb? The New York Times predicted earlier this month that San Francisco will drown in millionaires. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.